Well, I'd like to welcome you. If you're a guest today, if you wouldn't mind taking this card that's in the back of the pew in front of you and completing it, and you can bring it to the Welcome Center in the foyer after the service. We'd love to know that you're here so that we can acknowledge that. We have our Interfaith Shelter, time to host Interfaith Shelter coming up soon. We'll serve as an overnight shelter for 2 weeks during the month of December, and you can help by bringing meals or by staying overnight. You can sign up on the patio today. Sam Lewis will be on the patio. Sam, where are you? He may not, there he is. He had a big family wedding yesterday, but he's here. Glad you're here. So Sam can answer any of your questions and help you in any way. He'll be on the patio after the service. Someone else I'd like to acknowledge today is Buzz and Ruthie Curtis. Let me tell you a little bit about them first before I ask them to stand. They've spent 30 years of their lives in Thailand as missionaries, and we are their sending church. We have supported them for all of those 30 years. Buzz was in the first graduating class of Bethel Seminary San Diego, right across the street, which College Avenue is responsible for launching that many years ago. And so they've left Thailand and moved back to the States. They'll be living in LA, and they will begin an outreach to the Thai diaspora who live in LA. And so where are Buzz and Ruthie? Would you just stand right there? And we wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for those decades of service for the kingdom. And just thank you. I'd like to read our call to worship, and after I read this, we are going to proceed through our service, and Stephen Johnson, who's on our staff, will be the MC and will invite up each of our congregations today, who will have a greeting from them, and then they'll sing or dance or whatever. We'll also culminate the service by partaking of the Lord's table together, all of us, as an expression of our Christian unity together, and so that's what will be unfolding today. But I'd like to invite you to stand with me as I read to us our call to worship. So would you please stand? So we have a call to worship because we hear from God first, and then we respond to him in worship. This is what it says in Revelation chapter 5, beginning with verse 9, a scene from worship in heaven. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. And they encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Our great God, we gather as the people of God to extol the greatness of your magnificent name. And we thank you for this opportunity we have here on earth to worship in just a small way, like we'll be worshiping in eternity for heaven. You are gathering people right now, this day, gathering people from the ends of the earth, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And we praise your great name. As the psalmist David wrote in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." May the sound that we make now be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Amen.
Amen. Well, you may be seated. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I am so encouraged looking out there, and I really feel like we're getting a picture of what we get to experience in heaven, where we have people of every tribe, every language, every nation, every people. coming together to worship our God. And so it's such an encouragement for me to look out and see so many faces. And I consider it such a blessing to have so many congregations meet on this campus with so many different languages. And so I can't wait to continue with the service. And so we're going to move forward to hear a song from our Vietnamese congregation. And so I would like to invite up Pastor Lay and his team to the stage.
Good morning. Xin chào tất cả quý ông bà, anh chị em. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Yeah, that's why. I say hello to all my congregation in Vietnamese. And this morning, I just want to tell you that we want to praise the Lord, right? Yeah, so I want to teach you a Vietnamese version of praise the Lord. That means ngợi khen Chúa. Can you repeat? Ngợi khen Chúa. You will be very good at speaking Vietnamese, but speak louder, okay? Ngợi khen Chúa. No, not correct one. One more time. Ngợi khen Chúa. Amen. Yeah, that is a praise the Lord. We thank you. Give thanks to the Lord for the Vietnamese in the campus here over 12 years, and we are blessed, and we feel so much of blessing from the Lord. And also, we thank you, College Avenue, have embraced us and have us with all of you in the family. And today, we are here together with all of us to sing praises to God, because His love is good and His mercies endure forever. Amen. Thank you.
Ngợi khen Chúa, vạn vui nơi nơi.
Thank you, Pastor Lee. Pastor Lay, I'm sorry. Pastor Lay, thank you so much. I'm learning Vietnamese today as well, and I'm hoping to learn a lot more languages. Next we are going to have some guests from our Burmese congregation here. How many of you knew we had a Burmese congregation? That's fantastic. And so we are joined by our guests. Pastor Silas and his team is going to join us up here, and we're going to have them share with us.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to be here. Alo Minglava. Can you repeat after me, Minglava? Minglava means shalom or peace. Can you shake your neighbor, Minglava? Minglava, okay, you learned that word, okay? Minglava. So if you meet a person from Burma, you can say Minglava. That is a greeting, okay? Normal greeting for any Burmese people, okay? So thank you so much for today, so we can sit in front of you. It is by God's grace and God's grace alone. We don't have anything. We cannot do anything in this world without God. So we really thank you so much for sending missionary around the world. 100 years ago, my grandfather was baptized by the American Baptist missionary in 1936, a small village in between India and Burma. So wonderful, 100 years ago. The gospel changed our life. And we can go to heavens because of the gospel and because of you send missionary around the world. And today, thank you so much for that. So keep praying for us, keep supporting us. Without God, without the gospel, the people are dying. So the only hope we have is the gospel. Only the gospel can change the world. And today we are going to sing a Burmese song, the gospel songs dance, okay? The meaning of the song is, our God is a living God. He is faithful. He is trustworthy. Trust in God, even though life is difficult. Even though life here on earth is very hard. But be strong always in the Lord. Believe always that the gospel can transform the nations of the world. This is the meaning of the song. Thank you so much. And we are going to have a Burmese gospel song. Thank you.
So I think one of the great things about coming together and worship in such a multicultural way is that we not only get a new set of languages to worship in, but we get all kinds of new methods of worship. I don't think I've seen a dance in here in quite some time, and so that was wonderful. Thank you so much, Pastor Silas and the Burmese congregation. So we also have an Indonesian fellowship that meets on campus here, and so I'd like to invite Benny Kandu and his team forward.
Good morning, everyone. We're grateful to be here, and it seems that I already prepared this list of things to say, but apparently we need to learn the language. So the words that I'd like to share with you guys is Puji Tuhan. Tuhan is God. Puji is praising. Praise the Lord. Puji Tuhan. Can you all say it?
Puji Tuhan.
Sounds wonderful. just wanted to... thank you, CAPC, for giving us this opportunity to share an Indonesian song with you guys. And but more importantly, CAPC has been really faithful to our Indonesian Christian Fellowship. We call ourselves ICF. CAPC has been really faithful and always opening up the door for us and all the worships that we do, and very flexible as well. We meet on the second and the fourth Saturday of the month in Fellowship Hall, and from 5:15 we serve dinner. We invite Indonesian pastors to speak, and we provide a translation service. And so if any of you guys would like to join us in worshiping the Lord on a Saturday night, right? Saturday night, please join us, and you guys could get a really nice taste of Indonesian home-cooked meal as well at the same time. Yeah. We also just celebrated our 25th year of anniversary. Thank you. And we had that in the gym, and it was such a good celebration for all of us. There were over 250 people join us. Again, from the bottom of our hearts, we wanted to thank you, CAPC Church, CAPC leaders, staff, the support staff, for your faithfulness, for your great grateful heart. And so today, this morning, we'd like to sing a praise song. It is essentially a translation from Psalm 150, and the words probably gonna be on the screen. And it is Indonesian words. It is a happy song. It has this Indonesian traditional rhythms in it. But please do join us. Feel free to clap your hands or, sing along with us. All right. I think we are ready. All right. Thank you again, and God bless you all.
Banana.
So Benny mentioned that they recently had a celebration ceremony over in the gym. And I just have to take a minute to say that not only was the worship that good, but the food was that good. And so if you get a chance to celebrate with them, they know how to celebrate. Up next, we are going to hear from our Eritrean fellowship. And so I would like to invite Pastor Mehari and his team.
Shalom is easy. If you know Shalom in Hebrew, we are part of the Hebrew language. We are Eritreans. Eritrea is located in East Africa. To make it easy for you, you know the story in the Bible, Red Sea. How many of you know Red Sea? So we are part of the Red Sea. Amen? So when you go home, I want you to discover it. And today, I'm so happy to see this is an example for the heaven. In heaven, it's going to be multicultural. Amen. Even though I don't understand the language, of course, we have some translation. But when I saw the young generation singing a song, I had a cry of joy. And it's amazing. May the Lord bless them. I just want to appreciate College Avenue Baptist Church. We have been here for 11 years. Praise God. And to make a long story short, that we don't take it for granted that to be here. All of you, College Avenue Baptist Church congregation, and your pastor and leaders for giving us a place, even your time, your money, you are investing for heaven. Amen? Amen. Can I hear that? We can invest on the stock market. You might lose, but there is no any lose. Investing for the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to sing a song, and before we sing a song, we display on the table, we have traditional bread, homemade, and we have some t-shirt. By the way, College Avenue, they offer us this place. We had About a month ago, we had a conference about over 300 people. So we are so blessed. This is so unique place. Amen. Even though we were mess, but in the kingdom of God, still embrace everyone. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for your time, for your place, and keep up the good work what you're doing with all this diversity people. It's this awesome job. Praise God. The song we're going to sing, a song is the language called Tigrinya. Tigrinya is part of, if you research, Semitic language. Semitic language is different than Latin. Latin produced Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, and French. But Semitic language is Hebrew, Arabic, Ethiopian, Eritrean, some and so. So my name is Mehari. My mom, she's not going to call me Mehari. She's going to be Mehari. Ha, ha. Okay? Praise God. Let me teach you one word and we're going to sing a song. I'll teach you easy song. I mean, easy language for today. If you know Shalom, say Salam. Salam. Easy. Say to come in, salam, to leave, salam. Easy. Make it easy, okay? Praise God. Salam. The song we're going to sing a song is Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen? They asked me to use a microphone, so.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
You, Pastor Mahari. Well, we have one more congregation to invite up. La Promesa is our Spanish-speaking congregation on campus here. I think they've got some people in the house to represent this morning. So, Pastor Libney, you should bring your team up.
Thank you. Hola. Louder. Hola. Hey. Buenos dias. Awesome. The Bible says in Psalms 116 says, "Praise the Lord, all you nations. Exalt him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord." So, we are from different nations, from Latin America, but today we would like to sing a song that comes from Spain. How many of you have been in Spain, specifically in southern Spain? They sing this song almost every Sunday. So if you clap with us, if you want to clap with us, you are welcome.
Thank you. What a great time. We're not done yet. As Pastor Frank planned the service, he felt that it would be appropriate for us to culminate our time together around the Lord's table. So the way we're going to do this, I want to tell you a little bit about a church in the first century in ancient Greece. The church we know is the Corinthian church. And the Corinthian church was a church that was incredibly gifted. They had people who had spectacular spiritual gifts. And if you look at them on paper, they were so gifted, they should have been leading the league. They should have been the World Series champions like the Houston Astros are now. But instead, they were in last place. And the reason why they were in last place is because they were a divided group of the people of God. They were a divided church that made distinctions between each other based on haves and have-nots, people who had money and people who didn't have money. So there were socioeconomic distinctions within the church in Corinth, and they took their cues from the Roman Empire, of which they were a part. And so Paul, as he writes his letters to the church in Corinth, I'm thinking in particular the first letter to the Corinthians, he addressed their issues of division. Some of the people in the church had their favorite teachers. They said, I'm of Paul. Others said, I'm of Apollos. They had issues with immorality, as you read through the book of 1 Corinthians. They had issues with idolatry and food that was sacrificed to idols, as you continue to read through Corinthians. And so this divided church had a problem. They were not living according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, where the gospel of Jesus Christ brings all kinds of people together at the foot of the cross where everything is level. And so Paul, he writes to them because as they gather to take the Lord's table, there is division at the Lord's table. The haves and the have-nots. There's a problem that needed to be addressed. And so this is how Paul addresses it in 1 Corinthians 11. Here's the problem, verse 17. In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent, I believe it. No doubt, there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. So then, when you come together, it is not the Lord's supper you eat, for when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers, and as a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing, the have-nots? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this matter. So he gives the solution next. He writes, for I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. I'm going to pause right now, and I'm going to do that. Would you bow with me? King Jesus, following your example, we take this bread, and we give you thanks for it. We give you thanks for what it represents. It represents your body. Your body, which was laid out on a Roman execution rack and sacrificed in our place as a ransom. Thank you for giving your life, and we pray your blessing on this bread that we'll be taking in just a moment, that it will nourish us spiritually, and as we taste it, that it will remind us of your great sacrifice, the fact that you gave your body for us to knock down walls that divide us. Amen. In the same way, Paul continues with the solution. After supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." And so Jesus, he took the cup and he said, when you drink this cup, whenever you drink from this cup, you do it in remembrance of me. And it reminds you, as you taste it, it reminds you of the sacrificial blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The solution to division and unity, the basis of our unity, is the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul goes on with his solution by summarizing, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Every time we gather as the people of God and we eat the bread and we drink the cup as the people of God, people who have been changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And then he goes on with a caution. He says, "So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we're being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world." So that's a caution for me and a caution for each one of us, that we take some time, examine our own hearts and our own lives, the way we've been living as those who name the name of Christ, and confess and acknowledge our sins to God and lay hold of the promise that God gives us in 1 John 1:9, which is, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we just come honestly before God and acknowledge to him our crimes against him and the wrongs that we have done, and confess and acknowledge those to him, the promise is sure and certain that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Paul cautioned the divided Corinthian church to examine itself. And so I want to give you a moment now. Would you just bow in silence? And for those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ, you're welcome to this table. If you have trusted Christ and Christ alone as your eternal Savior, we welcome you to join us as we eat and drink in a moment. If you've not yet trusted Christ as your Savior, may I respectfully ask for your own spiritual wealth and your own physical welfare to just pass the tray by as it comes by and just think about your life during this moment and where you're headed, where you're going as those of us who are believers eat and drink. But I'd like to give you all a moment now of silent reflection as you think about your life, as you follow this caution from the Apostle Paul to examine yourself before we eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So take a moment to examine yourself. Search us, O God, and know our hearts, and try us and know our evil thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us into your way everlasting. Thank you, God, that our identities have been reconfigured by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this tangible reminder that we do in remembrance of Christ as we eat this bread and drink this cup. And thank you for broadening our bandwidth this morning as we eat and drink together with people from very different backgrounds and cultures. And in so doing, just get a little taste of eternity now. Thank you for those missionaries who went to distant lands to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and the fruit that that has borne in the lives of those we are worshiping with today. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the fact that he is our peace, that he has knocked down dividing walls of hostility. May the gospel reconfigure our outlook on life and how we see people and how we see the world. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing as the deacons come now to service. And as we sing, we're going to sing In Christ Alone. We're going to celebrate the fact that the wrath of God has been satisfied through Jesus Christ.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my soul. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still. Ground, his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. Desde al nacer hasta el morir, sé el poder de
May I invite you now to just close your eyes. Think about Christ and his great love for you. That despite the mess that you are, he laid his life down for you to make things right between you and our Heavenly Father. Now let's remember him. I invite you to take the bread and put it in your mouth and taste it and savor it. Think about his body as it was stretched out on a cross, and all of your sin was placed upon his body. Now drink the juice. And as you taste its sweetness, think about his blood that was poured out for you. And now offer him a silent prayer of thanks for giving his life in your place. Tell him thank you. Jesus Christ, we as your people pause to remember you and celebrate the great salvation that you have provided for us. Thank you for these symbols, this bread and this cup, to remind us of your great love and your great sacrifice. Amen. I'd like to invite our musicians, if you would please come now. And after they find their places, we're going to receive our offering for the morning. And so let me give you a little bit of instruction. We have three ways to give, which are projected on the screens. And so if you're in one of our non-English churches today, let me encourage you to just take an envelope, if you're giving, that's in the pew in front of you, and just write your church name on it so that we can make sure that those offerings reach their appropriate destination. And so just take a moment and do that, and then we will divide those out tomorrow morning. But we have three ways to give, and I'd like to pray in advance for the offerings that we're giving now. Would you please bow with me? God, we give because you've given first to us. And so we give out of what you've given us. We acknowledge your rulership, your kingship over all that we are and have, over all of our resources. And we give now with joy and with sacrifice because we want to see the kingdom expanded. We want to see more and more people hear the gospel and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, starting here in San Diego and going to the ends of the earth. And so please take these gifts and offerings to expand your kingdom both near and far. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. Trembles at his voice. How great. Our God, and all will see how great.
please stand with me? So I want you to do something for me before you go, after I make a couple of announcements, give the benediction. I want you, like you did at the beginning, to find someone else on your way out, and you greet them in the name of Jesus. Okay? Will you do that? Okay. So three things. First of all, as you leave on the patio today, we will have some of that good food that you heard about from our five ethnic churches on the patio. So stop by. Stephen will be there to greet you. And he told you how good the food is. And so thank you to our churches for making provision for that. So that's number one. Number two, as we exit, as is our typical custom on the first Sunday, we'll receive our benevolence offering to assist those in our church family who are in need. And thirdly, don't forget to sign up for the Interfaith Shelter on the patio as you go. And we'll have a couple of our leaders here up front if you'd like someone to pray for you today before you leave. Now, having worshiped our great God and remembered what brings us together, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can now go into the world in peace and have courage, hold on to what is good, honor all men. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the suffering, and share the gospel. Love and serve the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit, and may the grace and the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all of you, until we meet again. Amen. I love you. Bye.